On Monday's front page, the leaked diplomatic cables say U.S. allies in the Mideast are resisting efforts to block money for terrorists. Wall Street may speed up when it pays out bonuses so investment bankers can save on taxes. And a Philadelphia museum sale of art and artifacts is reopening an old debate about the ethics of selling off items from a collection. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns without additional hardware to purchase. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Our top story says the leaked diplomatic cables show Obama administration officials believe the money pipeline that finances terrorism is still open. They say allies in the Mideast are resisting efforts to keep money from reaching terrorists. The cables list ways American officials suspect terrorist financiers are getting their cash. A classified memo from Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton made it clear extremists are getting money out of Saudi Arabia. She said it had been hard to get Saudi officials to treat terrorist financing as a priority. Also on Monday's front page, administration officials and congressional Republicans say they're closing in on a deal to continue the Bush-era tax breaks temporarily at all levels. Officials say the outlines of a compromise are in focus. Rather than extending the tax breaks only for couples earning up to $250,000 a year and individuals earning up to $200,000, the deal would keep the rates for higher earners probably for 2 years. Top Democrats are frustrated.
We're moving in that direction, and we're only moving there against my judgment and my own particular view of things.
That's Senator Richard Durbin, the second-ranking Democrat in the Senate.
But it appears now the Republican position is, and it's been consistent, I will say it for them, we saw it yesterday in the Senate, is we have to continue the Bush economic policies. And the Bush economic policies of tax cuts for the wealthiest individuals have led us into this recession, cost us 15 million jobs, have utterly failed.
Durbin appeared on the CBS News program Face the Nation. Some Republicans say they'll now agree to extend long-term unemployment assistance. Monday's front page says the debate over tax rates has Wall Street firms thinking about paying out bonuses this month instead of early next year. That would mean substantial savings for investment bankers. They'd have to pay out millions in taxes if the Bush-era tax cuts were to run out. One of the companies that's reportedly considering changing when it makes the payouts is Goldman Sachs. In Iraq, the economic effects of the American withdrawal are taking their toll. Thousands of Iraqis made a living working for the military and for American contractors. They're now struggling to find new jobs. But they're scorned by Iraqis who say it's treachery to work for Westerners. Dozens have been killed. Only a few have taken advantage of American programs to relocate endangered Iraqi allies. They've been discouraged by long waiting lists and tangled regulations. Monday's Times looks back at the October 17th shooting of a Pace University football player in Pleasantville, New York. The fatal bullets were fired by police officer Aaron Hess. A friend who was with cornerback Danroy Henry says it happened when Officer Hess stepped out from between two parked police cars. It's not clear whether Officer Hess had reason to believe his life was in danger. The Philadelphia History Museum has quietly sold more than 2,000 items in the last few years. That's raised money for the $5.8 million renovation of its building, which was brand new back when John Quincy Adams was president. Times reporter Robin Pogrebin says the sales put the museum into a gray area. Art museums are not allowed to deaccession works to pay bills, only to finance new acquisitions. History museums operate under different rules. Officials at the museum in Philadelphia say everything they did was permissible under guidelines from the American Association of Museums. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your car or SUV's audio speaker system without additional hardware to purchase. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, such as home, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Monday's Times, Yemen hosted a major soccer tournament in Aden near the heart of the deadly Qaeda insurgency. Kuwait took the title with a 1-0 win over Saudi Arabia, but to many, Yemen was the big winner. The 2-week tournament went off without any terrorist attacks. Yemeni officials say they spent $600 million on the tournament. They built a dozen new hotels and renovated more than 100 old ones. The government also posted 30,000 police officers and soldiers in and around the stadium where the games were played. Iran claimed for the first time to have enriched raw uranium dug from an Iranian mine. It called that a major advance in its atomic program, but Western experts say the progress was mostly symbolic. On Monday, Iran is scheduled to begin a new round of talks in Geneva. The announcement about the uranium appeared to signal that Iran is determined to keep its atomic research going despite, among other things, UN sanctions. You might call this Extreme Makeover Criminal Court Edition. John DiTullio of Clearwater, Florida, has some unusual tattoos. The jury won't see them when he goes on trial for murder. The court is paying $125 a day for a cosmetologist to cover up the tattoos that DiTullio has gotten since his arrest back in 2006, among them a swastika. This is DiTullio's second trial for a double stabbing. The first ended in a mistrial. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.